According to the letter, Mayor Howard asked for regional support in bringing energy security and low-cost power to other communities. He also acknowledges that Angoon possesses FERC permits for Ruth and Scenery Lakes and would like to see the three communities benefit from those projects. Assemblymember Warren Edgley supported the letter but wasn't so receptive upon reading Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer's response. He says he felt there were some preconditions mentioned in the response that insulted Angoon.
I've talked about them before. They're going ahead and state very clearly they're going ahead with their application to the courts appealing the FERC preliminary permit for Ruth Lake.
Edgley suggested Rangel should counter with legal action of their own. He says he believes Dwyer is accusing Rangel of wrongdoing when it applied for the FERC permit for Ruth Lake along with Angoon and Petersburg last year.
I think if they're going to continue with this suit, we at least ought to spend $100 to file a brief with the court and this alleged bad behavior of being a hybrid needs to be addressed.
Petersburg has disagreed with FERC's decision to award Angoon with the permit. The city has also disagreed with Rangel and Angoon's involvement with private company Cascade Creek LLC. Petersburg's efforts to overturn FERC's decision have been unsuccessful. In his letter, Mayor Howard says Angoon would be willing to modify or void its agreement with Cascade Creek if it would bring Petersburg into the fold. After the lengthy discussion, Assemblymember Jeremy Maxan had this response.
Who cares?
Maxan says Rangel had already gone into a $250,000 agreement with Cascade Creek last year to produce hydropower at Swan Lake. He says he didn't understand why Rangel would waste its time and money on getting into a legal quagmire.
What's the idea? Without someplace to sell all this extra surplus power if it came online, we're going to have two projects now that don't pencil out? I'm just confused at why we even care one iota about this project.
Maxan, who was on the assembly last year, admitted the regret in going into such an agreement.
And I'll take responsibility because I voted for it. How ridiculous giving $250,000 to Cascade Creek was for this investment project. But we did it, and we're behind it, and we want to see it happen. And now we're going to run off and spend all of our time and all of our political capital and what more money to try and get the license or to get Ruth Lake built? What are we, a hydroelectric power development firm now?
Legal issues weren't the only things that were discussed. The status of Angoon's local government was called into question. Mayor Don McConaghy says he received some information about the situation following a recent Angoon City Council meeting.
Mayor Howard was told to cease and desist from speaking with any other entities at this particular point in time. He is also under recall.
McConaghy suggested that without the support of the Angoon City Council, he felt that Rangel should not tackle the issue. In the end, the Assembly decided not to respond to the letter until it receives more information about Angoon's stance and plans to consult with the borough attorney. Reporting from Rangel, I'm Tony Gorman.